天路导向，约瑟夫牧师英语主讲，安详中文翻译。
人生方向有许多选择，但这儿有一条天路，导向天上光明处，来与我们同行吧。亲爱的朋友你好，我是方怡，欢迎你收听天路导向这一个以中英文双语并行的节目。这段日子来呢，我们的主讲者约瑟夫牧师 Dr. Yusuf 的信息主题呢，就是一位战士的写照 Portrait of a Champion， 所讲的呢就是以色列历史著名的国王大卫的生平。如果你一直在听这一系列的信息，到目前为止在你的心目当中这位战士的肖像是怎么样的呢？首先我们听到先知撒母耳把膏油倒在大卫头上，那么这种告立的仪式呢，就确立了他是神亲自拣选的王位继承人。接着我们又听到他的智慧和勇气，打败了巨人歌利亚。在前两次的节目当中，我们听到大卫在光荣的胜利之后并没有被胜利冲昏了头，虽然群众拥护他，连当时的皇太子约拿丹都与他结为生死之交，甘心地交出他自己继承王位的特权，但是大卫并没有因此而得意忘形，他仍然谦卑地等候，他甚至认为自己作为国王的女婿都不配。即使扫罗因为嫉妒想要杀他，他也没有报复和反抗，他把一切都交在神的手里，让神来掌管。听到这儿呢，我想在我们的心中，这位战士已经逐渐成型，我们认识到他的优点，或者我们说是他的美德。他乐意把自己奉献给神，他有勇气，以信心克服了恐惧，他也尊主为大，谦卑自己。然而这个时候的大卫还年轻，正处于人生起步的阶段，同时别忘了他也是个人，难道他没有缺点，没有人性的软弱吗？在今天的节目当中，约瑟夫牧师就要让我们看见这一位战士的画像的另外一面。记得约瑟夫牧师曾经说过，圣经是真理之道，所以所启示的是全面的真理，善与恶都铺陈在世人眼前，唯有如此，我们才知道自己是人，需要全能圣洁的上帝来帮助我们，拯救我们。大卫的一生有起有落，有成功有失败，他之所以能成为神的战士，就是因为有神与他同在，他是属于神的。在今天的信息中，我们要看见大卫的人生走到了一个十字路口，他的缺点，他的软弱也在这个时候表现出来了，于是他跌倒往下滑。那是不是他从此一蹶不振呢？他失败的原因在哪儿呢？现在就请你先留心几个英文字， defeat， D-E-F-E-A-T， defeat就是失败。 backsliding， 或者我们说是 backslide， 意思就是向后滑跌，也就是向后退缩的意思。 self-pity， self-pity 就是自怜。 running away 就是逃跑。这些都是形容大卫在人生的这一个阶段的情况。好，现在就让我们请约瑟夫牧师和安详来为我们讲今天的信息。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are delighted that you have chosen to join us one more time.
很欢迎你再一次收听这个节目。
I want to begin today by telling you a story.
今天我想先讲一个故事给你听。
It's a story about the British explorer Sir Francis Drake.
是关于英国的探险家法兰西·杜雷克爵士的故事。
One day, when he was returning home to England from the fifth voyage around the world,
有一天，在他第五次环球航行回家的途中，
When he got to the River Thames in England,
他到了英国泰晤士河的时候，
It looked like a storm was brewing which threatened the safety of the ship in which he sailed many times.
当时的天色看来一场风暴即将来临，使他那艘航行了多次的轮船安全大受威胁。
As his vessel was tossed about and appeared ready to run aground,
船开始上下颠簸着，几乎要搁浅。
This old mariner clenched his fist,
这位老航海家紧握着拳头。
And he said,
他说，
Can it be?That I who have braved the dangers of the seven seas.
怎么会这样？汪洋大海再大的惊涛骇浪我都征服过。
Must now be drowning in a ditch.
现在竟要淹死在一条水沟里吗？
When I read this story,
当我读到这故事时，
I thought it is a great illustration of this section in David's life.
我觉得这正是大卫生平那段日子最好的写照。
David must have felt like Sir Francis Drake.
大卫也许和杜雷克爵士同样的想法。
He defeated the giant.
他打败了巨人。
He killed the lion and the bear.
他杀死了狮子和熊。
Yet now he flees from Saul.
而现在却要逃避扫罗的追杀。
He slays his tens of thousands.
他杀了好几万的敌人。
Now he is on the run from fearful Saul.
而现在却要逃避心惊胆战的扫罗。
This is a very low point in David's life.
这是大卫人生中的最低点。
Even from his weaknesses, we must learn some important lessons.
我们甚至可以从他的弱点中去学习重要的功课。
This man who wrought great victory to the glory of God,
这个曾将伟大的胜利归荣耀给神的人，
now he wanders in defeat.
现在却在失败中徘徊。
David testified so faithfully to the power of God and the working of God,
大卫曾忠心地见证神的大能和神的作为。
But now he falls into the snare of self-pity.
现今他竟落在自怜的网络里。
He braved the dangers of the seven seas, as it were.
就好像杜雷克征服过五湖四海。
Now he's about to drown in a ditch.
现在竟快要淹死在水沟里。
If you are listening to this broadcast for the first time today,
如果你今天是第一次收听这个节目。
We are in the midst of a series entitled A Portrait of a Champion from the Life of David.
我们正在讲论一位战士的写照这个专题系列信息是有关于大卫生平的。
Now we are going to look at how, when David made a serious mistake, he grew from his mistakes.
现在我们要看大卫如何一错再错地犯下了严重的错误。
In his life,
在他一生中
David has given us lots of good examples to follow.
大卫给了我们许多值得效法的榜样。
He has taught us many great things.
他教导了我们许多重要的事情。
But he also left us some solemn warnings.
但是他也留下了一些严厉的警告。
Warnings to every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ.
警告那凡相信主耶稣基督的人。
Warnings that we must do well to heed.
警告我们要留心提防。
From David's life, we have learned about the blessings of a willing servant's heart.
从大卫身上，我们学习神如何施恩给愿意侍奉他的仆人。
We have learned the certainty of victory when God is in the picture.
又学习到 有神在我们中间的时候，就有胜利的把握。
From David we have learned the hand of God's protection when God is put first and foremost in our lives.
从大卫身上，我们学习到，当以神为生命的首位，神必保护我们。
And from David we also learned that the feeling of defeat comes in when the flesh dominates.
从大卫身上也学习到，若随从自己的血气，只会引致挫败感。
We are going to learn that running away because of fear will happen when self-pity sets in.
现在我们要学习，当人自怜时，就会因恐惧而逃避。
We will learn that the wandering off of failure begins when you take your eyes off the Lord and put them on yourself.
当你的视线离开了神，只注视在自己身上时，就开始徘徊在失败里。
David ran off to Samuel, the great prophet.
大卫跑到伟大的先知撒母耳面前。
He went to him for human encouragement.
他去要得人的鼓励。
At a time when he really needed divine inspiration.
但其实，这时他所需要的是神的启示。
There's nothing wrong with going to friends for help.
去找朋友帮忙没有什么不对。
However, there are times and moments in our lives when nobody can help but the Lord himself.
但是在我们人生当中，有些时候除了神自己之外，没有人可以帮得到我们。
But Saul tracked David down.
扫罗一直在搜索大卫。
Three times with three different groups of messengers who were sent from Saul to kill David.
扫罗派了三队人马先后三次追杀大卫。
But every time a group of them arrives,
但是每一次他们追到时，
they get into a trance.
他们都变得心神恍惚，身不由己。
As a result, they could not touch David.
始终不能对大卫下手。
Finally, Saul shows up there himself to kill David.
最后，扫罗亲自去寻索大卫，要杀掉他。
He too was subdued and thrown into an ecstatic trance.
他也陷入同样的精神状态，恍恍惚惚，不受控制的昏睡过去。
And once more, David was saved by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵再一次救了大卫。
If you spend time studying 1 Samuel chapter 20,
你若花时间研读撒母耳记上二十章，
you cannot help but see the visible evidence of God's intervention to save David.
你就不能不看见神插手拯救大卫的明显证据。
And you would think,
你会想，
that with all the supernatural signs,
这些超自然征兆，
with all the miraculous dealings,
这样的神迹奇事，
that David's fear would have been quietened down,
必然会让大卫的恐惧逐渐平静下来。
But no,
但是并没有。
His fears are not lessened.
他的恐惧没有消减。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because David also was a man.
因为大卫也是人。
And he has the weaknesses of all men.
他具有人性的弱点。
But let me declare to you this day,
但是让我今天向你宣告，
that when God is with you,
当神与你同在，
and when your eyes are focused on him,
当你定睛在神的身上，
he will ride the clouds for your help.
神的帮助就会从天而降。
God will stretch his everlasting arms underneath you.
神会伸出膀臂来托着你。
He will turn the rock into a fountain of water like he did for Moses.
就像他对摩西所行的一样，让泉水从磐石中涌出。
He will command the ravens to feed you like he did for Elijah.
就像他对以利亚所行的一样，让乌鸦来供养你。
He will use Rahab the prostitute to hide you as he did for Joshua's men.
就像他对约书亚的探子所行的一样，让妓女拉合帮助你躲过敌人的搜索。
He will command his angels to pull you out of the doom of Sodom like he did for Lot.
就像他对罗德所行的一样，命令天使把你从将要毁灭的索多玛城救出来。
He will send his angels to zip the mouths of the lions like he did for Daniel.
就像他对但以理所行的一样，差派天使封住狮子的口。
He will send his angels to open the prison door like he did for Peter.
就像他对彼得所行的一样，差派天使打开监狱的门。
And then he will show up himself and turn the fiery furnace into a garden like he did for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
就像他为沙德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥所行的一样，亲自显现，将火窑变为花园。
First Samuel chapter 20 and verse 1.
根据撒母耳记上二十章第一节的记载，
David does not stay at Naoth.
大卫并没有留在拿约。
He panics and he leaves Samuel behind.
他惊慌起来，就留下撒母耳自己逃跑了。
He comes to Jonathan and he says,
他来到约拿丹那里对他说，
What have I done?
我做了什么？
What is my guilt?
有什么罪孽呢？
What is my sin before your father that he wants to kill me?
在你父亲面前犯了什么罪，他竟寻索我的性命呢？
Our listening friends,
亲爱的朋友，
I want you to watch the number of times where you read the word I, mine, and my.
请留意大卫用我或我的这些字眼用了多少次。
How many times does David refer to God at this point?
到此为止，大卫有多少次提到神？
Not once.
一次都没有。
Listen carefully.
请留心听。
When you start feeling sorry for yourself,
你若开始为自己感到难过，
When you beginning to feel self-pity,
你若开始自怜，
When you start using I, my, and mine,
你若不断地说我、我的、我的，
I want you to look out.
你就该小心了。
You are in a fleeing mood.
因为你正在逃避。
You are in a backsliding mode.
你正在往后退缩。
Now there are some people think that backsliders are only those who leave the church and live in blatant disobedience to God.
有人以为往后退缩的人只是那些离开教会和公然违背神的人。
That doesn't have to be the case.
不一定是这样的。
I remember in my own life,
我记得在我过去的经历中，
many years ago,
很多年前，
I was backsliding for about 18 months period.
我曾经往后退缩了约18个月之久。
They were probably the worst 18 months of my life.
那是我一生中最糟糕的18个月。
I didn't live in blatant disobedience.
我不是公然违背神。
I was still going to church.
我仍然上教会去。
There are many Christians who backslide right in the church.
有许多基督徒在教会里往后退缩。
There are many Christians who hide from God in the church pews.
有很多基督徒在教会的座位上逃避神。
There are many Christians who flee from God into some sort of a Christian program.
有许多基督徒在教会的活动中来逃避神。
There are many Christians who try to run away from God by doing good works and think this will get them to heaven.
有许多基督徒逃避神，以为做好事就可以上天堂。
And David begins his backsliding here by fleeing when he takes his eye off the Lord of hosts and focuses it on himself.
大卫往后倒退，因为他将注意力转离万军之耶和华，而注视在自己身上。
Let us read for you from 1 Samuel chapter 20, beginning at verse 1 to verse 11.
让我们来读撒母耳记上二十章一至十一节。大卫从拉玛的拿约逃跑，来到约拿丹那里，对他说：“我做了什么？有什么罪孽呢？ 在你父亲面前犯了什么罪，他竟寻索我的性命呢？约拿丹回答说，断然不是，你必不至死。我父做事无论大小，没有不叫我知道的，怎么独有这事隐瞒我呢？绝不如此。大卫又起誓说，你父亲准知我在你眼前蒙恩。他心里说，不如不叫约拿丹知道，恐怕他仇反。我指着永生的耶和华，又敢在你面前起誓，我离死不过一步。约拿丹对大卫说，你心里所求的，我必为你成就。大卫对约拿丹说，明日是初一，我当与王同席，求你容我去藏在田野，直到第三日晚上。你父亲若见我不在席上，你就说，大卫切求我许他回本城伯利恒去，因为他全家在那里现年纪。你父亲若说好，仆人就平安了；他若发怒，你就知道他决意要害我。求你施恩与仆人，因你在耶和华面前曾与仆人结盟。我若有罪，不如你自己杀我，何必将我交给你父亲呢？约拿丹说，断无此事。我若知道我父亲决意害你，我岂不告诉你呢？大卫对约拿丹说，你父亲若用立言回答你，谁来告诉我呢？约拿丹对大卫说，你我且往田野去。二人就往田野去了。
I want you to notice one thing here.
在此我要你留意一件事。
If you ever find yourself in a self-centered mode,
假如你还是自以为是，
then nobody is able to help you.
那就没有人能帮得了你。
Preachers can't help you.
传道人帮不了你。
Counselors can't help you.
辅导员帮不了你。
Psychologists can't help you.
心理学家帮不了你。
No one can help.
没有人能帮得了你。
In fact, you are wasting their time and yours.
事实上，你只是浪费自己和他们的时间。
Until you come to a moment of decision.
直到你做出抉择。
Until you purpose in your heart.
直到你拿定主意。
Until you decide in your mind.
直到你立定志向。
Until you take your eyes off yourself.
直到你的注意力转离自己。
No one can help you until you set your mind on the will of God.
除非你定睛在神的旨意上，没有人能帮得到你。
David thought that Jonathan would give him the peace that he was seeking.
大卫以为约拿丹能够给他所寻求的平安。
David thought that Jonathan would give him the sympathy that he was seeking.
大卫以为约拿丹能够给他所寻求的同情。
David thought that Jonathan would give him the healing that he was seeking.
大卫以为约拿丹能够给他所寻求的医治。
However, in this situation, David's comfort and healing and peace can only come from the Lord himself.
然而，在这个情形下，只有神才可给予大卫医治、安慰和平安。
Unfortunately, it gets worse for David.
很不幸，大卫的情况越弄越糟。
You see, when you break fellowship with God because of disobedience,
你看，当你悖逆和神断绝交往时，
or because of sin,
或者是因为罪的缘故，
or because of anger,
或者是因为愤怒，
or for whatever reason,
又或者是其他的原因，
when you break fellowship with God, you get on a slippery ground.
当你和神断绝交往时，你就会滑倒。
When you break fellowship with God,
假如你断绝与神交往，
you cannot stand still,
你就会站立不稳。
You either get down or go up in a Christian life.
在基督徒的生命中，你要不是前进，就是后退。
When you break fellowship with God,
你若与神断绝交往，
you don't stand still,
你就会站立不稳。
you go from bad to worse.
你的情况就会越来越严重。
You can only go one way.
你只有一条路可走。
You slide in a downward direction.
就是往下滑。
We have to end this broadcast for today.
现在我们要结束今天的节目了。
But next time we shall see that David's life continues in a downward spiral.
但是下次我们会看大卫的人生继续不断的急剧下跌。
As he continues to lead his life into fleeing.
继续过着逃亡的生涯。
Until then, we wish you God's richest blessings.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
大卫果然不是超人，也不是完人，他就像你和我一样，都是有血有肉的凡人。纵使我们个人的弱点不同，我们都有弱点，而让大卫跌倒退缩的就是他的自怜，也就是 self-pity。 在那一刻，他定睛在自己的身上，他只想到自己的困境，却忘记了神，忘记了那一位帮助他打败狮子、打败熊、打败了哥利亚的至高真神。亲爱的朋友，时时刻刻紧贴着神，仰望神、倚靠神，是多么的重要啊！一旦我们切断了和神联系的那一条线，我们就站立不住，我们就会像大卫一样向下滑落，逃避现实，不再是勇往直前的战士了。其实逃避只有把我们自己放进一个更可悲的光景中。亲爱的朋友，让我们以大卫失败的经历作为我们的见解吧。到底大卫是不是从此就退缩不再振作起来呢？神又是如何的在他的战士临阵逃脱的时刻来挽回他、帮助他、训练他呢？在下次的节目里面，我们要继续的听约瑟夫牧师的讲解，请你千万不要错过节目时间。同时也欢迎你来信索取我们送出的两本中英文对照的小册子，那都是由约瑟夫牧师亲自编写的。一本是信仰历程七部曲，信仰历程七部曲，另外一本就是期待喜乐，期待喜乐。这两本小册子都能够帮助我们更深地认识基督教的信仰，以及在信心的成长过程当中我们所需要明白以及注意的事情。所以请记得来信索取，来信写到我们电台的地址，你写给我方怡收就可以了。方是方块的方，怡是心旷神怡的怡。好，今天我们就谈到这儿，愿神赐福给你，让我们在下次的天路导向再相会。